Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Akmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 9th of June. Starting off with Be Heard, where some might say that the shares have already gone up too much and it's all over, but we do have a reference point. Support on the way down was at 0.4 pence or 0.39 pence, so above that we have a possibility of a further leg higher up towards the top of a rising November trend channel at 0.8 pence. End of day close above the 200-day line today would inspire confidence. That's at 0.47. Going on to stock, which is making a little bit of a revival, as indeed most oil plays are at the moment. Block Energy, with the break of this post-March triangle, the line there, the resistance line broken there, at 2.5 pence and above that, looking for a target as high as the top of the February trend channel that I've drawn at 7 pence, and that would be over the next 1 to 2 months. Obviously, don't hang around too long if the shares go back below the 2.5 pence broken resistance line there. Stock which is coming back as well in a positive way is Besant Resources. Here you can see that the shares got an interesting sort of not quite a cup and handle, but a sort of a cup and handle with two handles on the right hand side. That allows us to draw a rising trend channel in the way that I'm doing at the moment, probably heading up towards the 0.3 pence level, and that's valid by we hold above the I suppose late May support around the 0.12 level and also the floor of the channel. I suppose the ultimate stop loss there would be the 50-day line at 0.1 pence as a trading feature. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end-of-day close above the 200-day line, 0.15 pence, or even up to 0.16 as the trigger point, given that there's still plenty of notional upside there for the shares. On to a new stock for the Bulletin Board Heroes, which is a bit like cat and eye without the E on the end, so Katana. Here we can see that there's already been a massive gap through the previous initial resistance here around 27, 28 pence, and we're going higher guided by the 20-day line at 37 pence, so that's the sort of trading stop loss at the moment. Given that there's not much chart history, I've taken a guess as to where the top of the trend channel is, and I'm looking for 65 pence as the as destination there, maybe as soon as the end of next month. Sub the 20-day line, probably sub 35 pence, enough of a stop loss on that particular stock, even though obviously at the moment the shares are very overbought at 90, but as this is a very illiquid situation, clearly that is means that rather less than it would normally in terms of being an indicator. A request on the Bulletin Board Heroes next comes in the form of Edenville. Here you can see a bit of jiggery-pokery here for the stock just at and above the 200-day moving average at 0.41 pence. While we hold above, I suppose, the 0.4 pence zone on an end-of-day close basis, that was resistance in April, looking for a best-case scenario target here over the next few weeks, as high as 0.08 pence, but obviously this is a micro cap and not for all tastes. New stock coming up as well here today is Global Ports Holdings. Here we've had an extended, I suppose, U-shaped reversal, breaking back above the 50-day line at the end of May and pushing higher now. Again, a bit of a guess as to where the top of the trend channel is at the moment, but I've gone for £1.50, which would be a reasonable, well, a very decent upside from current levels, and that would be valid really while we hold above the 80 pence area, which was a sort of minor support on the way down, and also yesterday's resistance area. So let's see how that particular situation develops. Stock, which was also a request, comes here in Ince Group. Slightly disappointing that we haven't had any follow-through above yesterday's high of 35 pence, but at least while we're above that broken resistance line there from February, around the 27, 28 pence level, we are looking for further gains, and best-case scenario target here would be the top of that trend channel from the end of February up to 55 or even 60 pence, over the next 4 to 6 weeks. Itaconix is back in the frame for the bulls today, and that said, on the basis of the break of this little trend line there from May around the 1.35 pence level. End of day close above that, and we're looking for progress within a rising trend channel from January, and that could take the shares as high as 3.25 pence over the next month or so. If you're cautious on the situation, maybe wait for an end of day or end of week close above the 200-day moving average, currently at 1.49 pence. Had to include Rockhopper, despite my historical misgivings on the situation. Obviously, it's been the shares have been in a rather painful bear market for quite some time. But yesterday, we did see the shares gap through the 9 pence level. And at least while they're above 8.5 pence to 9 pence, neckline resistance on the daily chart over the last couple of months, we could see further upside initially up towards filling that gap from March around 12 pence, and then after that the 200-day line at 14 and the top of the February channel at 20-21 pence. So depending on how much of a fan you are of the stock, that is where it may go in a bullish scenario. So Sander is back as well today for the bulls, looking quite chirpy. Shares have broken that resistance line from March at about 10.75 pence. And while we're above that particular level, the best case scenario target here up to the top of the March trend channel at 20 pence. Clearly, so far, all we've done really today is to fill that gap down. And so we need to sustain the 10 to 11 pence area to trigger further gains for the shares. I think the next stock is also a relatively new or a new situation for Bulletin Board Heroes, TP Group. As I don't think I've covered this before. Situation at the moment is that we're just approaching the the middle of the W of a W-shaped reversal formation. The level to beat, I suppose, is that 7.3 peak from April. We just narrowly failed to do that today. But if you get a end of day or end of week close above that, the target here would be the top of the 2020 price channel up to 11 pence. If you're already in the stock, perhaps the stop loss really back below the floor of the channel at 5.5 pence. The positive, I suppose, for you to remember, though, is that we had a sort of minor bear trap gap reversal to the upside, gapping through the 50-day line yesterday. So that does suggest there is reasonable momentum behind the current move. Last stock of the day today is Valeura Energy. That's been chosen on the basis of the break of this post-February triangle and also the gap through the top of it. End of day close above last month's peak at 21 pence should be enough to instill or inspire further gains, at least towards filling the gap from the beginning of February up towards 30 pence, and the best case scenario target up to 40 pence at the top of the February trend channel. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.